Hey, so we're on the Gemara on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah had mentioned that, again, what happens is that after Kohen shechs his cow, the par, so now he doesn't go directly to do the halacha and the zrika, now he gets interrupted and he goes to do the ketores. So what did you do with the blood in order to prevent it from congealing is you had the guy who would stir the blood, Maris. So the Mishnah said, he gives it to somebody who I guess stirs it on the fourth step, and the Mishnah said sheb beheichal. That's in the heichal. The problem is, how is he in the heichal? It says there's a fourth step. The answer would be it's not in the heichal, it's on the outside of the heichal. But the Gemara, the language of the Mishnah says sheb beheichal. So the Gemara says v'haksiv. It's the Torah says v'feirish by the partially of the coin on Yom Kippur. It says v'chol adam lo yev olam oed v'chol chaper b'kodesh. Not say so. No one's allowed to be with him in the Kodesh when he's inside there. So that, and we've just seen today that includes the Haktaras Hakatoris. Because the Haktaras Hakatoris, those are balling again, the Haktaras Hakatoris includes the, it gives Kapara as well, which we'll see in a moment as well. So, the Gemara says, how can the guy who's stirring it be inside when he's doing the Kohen Gadol's inside with the Hakatoris? So Amar Yehuda, Yehuda says, oh, easy to me, don't say that the Mishnah says, Rovad Shebeheichal. Rather, it's Rova Shel Heichal. It's the fourth step, or the fourth layer, going up into the Heichal. He's not in the Heichal, it's on the steps on the outside. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. So we learned in a Braisa. Okay. The Torah says, V'chol Adam lo yeh b'olam oed. Nobody can be in the tent of meeting, in the olam oed, with him. V'vo'o l'chaper b'chitzko kacho atse so. He can't be with him until he leaves. So Yochol, you would have thought, Afilu be'azara. You would have thought that maybe that applies to the entire, and maybe that implies to the entire Azara, meaning you have to break down the base of Midrash. You have the Azara, which is the open area. You have the Ulam, which is this long place before you get to the Kodesh, which is inside the building. Then you have the Kodesh, then you have the Kodesh HaKodashim. So basically it's four spots. It's actually going to be considered a fifth spot, which is going to be between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. We'll get to that also. But that's the breakdown.
What's the Heichal, the whole building?
The whole building. So, the Heichal is going to be the Kodesh. That's what's going to be the Kodesh. It's going to be Ulam, Heichal, and Bifnai Lefnim. So Yochal Afilu B'chol Azara, you might think that everyone has to leave the Azara, which would be the courtyard. Everyone has to leave the entire courtyard. Talmud Lomer, therefore the Pasuk says, Ba'olam Oed, which is just the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They have to leave. So Eini Ela Ba'olam Oed B'Midbar. Maybe you thought that it only applies to the Olam Oed in the Midbar. That's called Ohel Moed, because there was no building there, so that was actually a tent. It was an Olam Oed, so maybe it only applies there. So Shiloh obeys Olam in Minayim. How do you know that it applies even to the Mishkan and Shiloh? No, it's also a tent. The Mishkan and Shiloh and the obeys Olam means the Beis HaMikdash, Minayim, Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Bevo Lechaper Bakodesh. Whatever is considered Bakodesh, whenever he goes inside, whether it's in the Mishkan and the Midbar, whether it's the Mishkan Shiloh, which was a little more permanent structure, whether it was an actual building of the Beis HaMikdash, that no one can be inside the Heichal with him while he is doing the avoda of Yom Kippur. Tosfos just asks, since it's long Tosfos here, the point of Tosfos is that here it says, oh, you would have thought Olam Oed, how do you know it includes, how do you include Shiloh in the Beis HaMikdash? Tosfos points out, sometimes we say, oh, it says Mishkan, it means also Beis HaMikdash, and we don't need a drasha. And sometimes, like you hear, we say, oh, it says Mishkan, it talks about the Mishkan, we need another drasha to learn it out from the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos tries to go through to figure out why we say which way each time, because it seems to be contradictory. But Tosfos points out, says sometimes when it's talking about Tahara, then it talks about there's a difference between Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. But the main thing Tosfos points out is that if there's a Pasuk, if the wording of the Pasuk seems to indicate there's a distinction, and here the Pasuk says Ohel Moed, which seems to indicate it only applies to the Mishkan, therefore we have to have another drasha of Bakodesh to tell you that the rule applies also in the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Gemara is going to go back. Which avodos require somebody, that require separation, that no one be with the Kohen Gadol? So it says, Ainli Ella b'shas haktara. Maybe it would be b'shas haktara. It would only be when he did the ketores that there would have to be no one can be in with him, right? B'shas matan damim minayim. How do I know that if when he goes in to apply the blood sprinklings and inside with the blood of the par and the sari of Yom Kippur that you sprinkle up from them in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You sprinkle them on the parochas and on the golden mizbeach inside the Kodesh as well. Minayin, that even during these avodos, you have to be, no one can be with him in the Heichal. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Bivo'o lichaper b'kodesh, when he goes inside to do kapara. So anything that accomplishes kapara, which we're taking for granted now means the Ketores, but we'll see why in a moment, but that definitely includes Hazaz Adam, Dam is what provides the kapara, so that has the din of Prisha, because the word lichaper is, I guess, extra. I guess it could have simply said, Bivo'o b'kodesh. But when it said, Bivo'o lichaper b'kodesh, that includes even on the Avodas Adam. So Ein li elab kinisaso, maybe this only applies when he's going in and doing the actual avodah, but when he finishes the avodah and he's on his way out, they can be inside with him. How they would know, I'm not exactly sure when he finishes. Maybe they have CCTV. I don't know how they would know when he's leaving or not, or maybe he announces it. Ein li ela b'knisaso b'yitziyaso minayin. When he's coming out, how do you know that even when he's finished and just hasn't exited yet, you still can't have anybody inside? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, I'd say so. The pasuk says that no one can be with him. I'd say so, right? What's the full pasuk? V'chol adam lo yeh ba'omo eid v'vo'o l'chaper ba'kodesh. I'd say so. Then it says, v'chaper ba'ado u'ba'ad be'so u'ba'ad kol kal Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara says. The Brice then concludes, v'chaper ba'ado ba'ad be'so u'ba'ad kol kal Yisrael. So that's basically telling you a hierarchy of how you're supposed to do it. Kaparaso of the Kohen Gadol, Kodemus the Kaparos Beso, goes before his Beso, which is his wife. Tosos takes it out because it's not before. It's the same time. But okay, Kaparoso Kodemus the Kaparos Beso, the Kaparos Beso Kodemus the Kaparos Aichav Kohanim, first his house and the Kohanim. First make sure that you're good. First check yourself before you start, checking on other people. And then the Kaparos Aichav Kohanim, the Kapara for his brothers to Kohanim, is Kodemus the Kaparos Kol Kal Yisrael. Comes before the Kapara of Kal Yisrael, because first he does the vidui for himself and his house, then he does the vidui for the Kohanim, and only then do they do the Seir HaMishtaleach, which is sent out, and that's where the Bnei Yisrael get Kapara. So my focus is whether or not the Kohanim get Kapara with the Sar Lazazel as well, because the Kapara that's accomplished by the Par of the Kohen Gadol only takes care of Tumah. The idea was later on, it's only the idea of to be Mechaper if the Kohanim did something wrong in the Beis HaMidosh with Tumah and Matara. So does the Azazel, the Slavi Azazel, count for them as well? I think we get to that later in the Masechta. Okay. That's the Brisa. So now the Gemara's going to go back and discuss the Brisa. So Amamar, right? The Brisa had a Havamina to say that only when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Ketores, that's the time that no one can be inside with him. So Amamar, Ainli Ela B'Shas HaKtara. So my Mashma, how would it be Mashma from the Pasuk that it's only talking about the Ketores? The Pasuk says, when he was Mechaper, and we know Kapara is blood. So why is the assumption that it really is Kapara, and we need Lechaper to teach me about the blood. Why would you say Kapara to begin with? Why would you say Ketores to begin with? So Amar Rava, V'chein Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, V'chein Amar Rav Elazar, Amakra, because the Pasuk says, V'chiper, what's the Pasuk talking about? The Kapara he does before Ba'ado, Uba'ad Beso, Uba'ad Kol Kal Yisrael. So it's a kapara that's being accomplished for all three at the same time. Well, which kapara, what is being done now that accomplishes kapara for all three categories? So the kapara for the par, the vidui for the par, number one is for him and Beso. The other part of the par is for the Kohanim. Nothing of the blood that's being sprinkled is being done for a karban that's Mechaper or Kal Yisrael. The only thing that's going to be mechaper for everybody here is the Ketores. That's the only thing that's equal. He says, "V'chiper ba'do bi'ad beso u'ba'ad kol kal Yisrael ezu kapara sheshavelo ulevaso ulechav kohanim ulekol kal Yisrael." That's going to be habe omer zaktaras haketores. That's the Ketores. The Ketores provides kapara for everybody. The Gemara asks, "What really? V'ketores mekaperes? Where have you found that a Ketores comes to provide kapara? What's the source for that?" So the Gemara says, we do. The Ketores does provide kapara. Ta'atani, because we learned, Atani Rabbi Chananya, Lamadna le Ketores shemechaperes. We learned that the Ketores provides kapara. Shene'amar, because this is a pasuk by Korach. Right after Korach dies and gets swallowed up, they all come, Klal Yisrael comes to complain to Moshe, you're killing everybody, and there's a magefa. And what happens? Vayikach Aaron kasher yibir Moshe, vayoros atoch kal v'inei yichel By etain es haketoris, by yichaper alam. Aaron runs around with the ketoris and provides kapara. So you see, the ketoris does provide kapara. Okay, and what does the ketoris provide kapara for? Betan de Rabbi Shmuel, they learned alma ketoris mechaperes. What avera does ketoris provide kapara for? Al lashon hara, it provides kapara for lashon hara. Right, sheyavo dover shebachashai v'yichaper al maaseh chashai. Something that's done hidden, which the ketoris has done when there's nobody with him. The ketoris is done inside; it's not done in the courtyard. Ketoris is always done in the heichal. So something that's done in the hidden areas should come out and do kapara for things that are usually saying lashon hara. It's hidden from the person we spoke about. I think that's the pshat. Right, stam lashon hara. You say secretly, so the person you're speaking badly about, you know, doesn't hear, because it's very easy to speak behind someone's back. Speak to their face is much harder. So too with, I guess, I don't know how that works with Maisa Ketorah, with Maisa Korach. I guess Korach was because of Lashon Hara, because they said, Atem Hamisem Esam Hashem, that you guys killed, you got, it was more Chilas, but you guys killed everybody, and they brought the Ketorahs. So Ketorahs provides Kapara. So the idea here is that the Ketorahs here is what's Mechaper on everybody, in all categories. What's Mechaper on Lashon Hara? That's what the Pasuk is talking about with Chiper. So how do I know that no one can be inside with the Kohen Gadol when he's doing the Ketorahs on Yom Kippur? How do I know to include the blood offerings inside? Because blood offerings also provides Kapara. Okay. So now, in my mind, just a confusing part of the Gemara about how to explain at which point in time, at what avodos does there have to be separation, and where do you have to separate to? Where can there nobody be? You know, where did the Kohanim have to go? So just remember, and we did mention it before, but you have the layout of the Beis Hamikdash. So remember, you have you come inside, you have the Ezras Nashim, then you go into the Shar Nikanor, and you have the narrow place of the Halichas Yisrael. Then you have the place for the Kohanim. Then you have the place of Mizbeach, and it's north of Mizbeach. Now you have between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, there's a space. Yeah. Then you have which includes the steps that go up. Then you have these doors, and you have the Ulam. Remember, the building of the Beis Hamikdash had this wide front, and then a narrow in the back, like a backwards T that's looking at you. And then that's the Ulam, is this narrow part in front. Then you get into the Heichal, which is the Kodesh, and then beyond it is the Kodesh HaKodashim. So Tanan Hasam, we weren't over there. Over there is in the first parak of Maseches Kelim. In the first parak of Maseches Kelim, it talks about levels of Kedusha. You know, Eretz Yisrael is more Kodesh than the Chutz Laaretz. Yerushalayim is more Kodesh than Eretz Yisrael. Over here it's more Kodesh than Kodesh. All right, so it talks about that. There are 15, over there it says, Amar Rab Yossi, B'chamisha Dvarim Bein Ulam Umuzbeach Shave Lehechal. For 15 things, the space between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, right? Remember that, and the western side of the Mizbeach, until you get to the building, there are 15 things that space has the same level or same things involved there as within the Heichal itself, right? And one says that Baal Mumim can't go in there, somebody who's had Purei Rosh, who has long hair, Shisu Yayin, someone who hasn't washed his hands and his feet. So that's four things. And the fifth thing is, Parshin Mibein Ha'ulam Bin Mizbeach, Bishas Haktara. When the Haktara of the Ketores is taking place inside, no one may be in that 24 Amah space between the, no, 22. The 22 Amah space between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Bishas Haktara. The same way that no one's allowed to be in the Heichal, inside, so too no one's allowed to be during in that space. The question is going to be, we have two Haktaras. We have the Haktara that's the Ketores is born every day of the year, and then we have a special Haktara that's born Yom Kippur. So what's this referring to? That's going to be the tab we take off. So Amar Rabbi Lazar says, Lo Shanu, this din that says that you have to separate between the Ulam and the Heichal when the Ketores is going on, that's Ella Bishas Haktara de Heichal. That's only during the time when they're Maktir in the Mizbeach in the Heichal, which is talking about the regular yearly daily Ketores. Aval Bishas Haktara de Lefnai Lefnim. But on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Ketores all the way inside in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the Heichal Parshi, Mibein Ulam Mizbeach Lo Parshi. Then you only have to separate, it's a little counterintuitive, but you only have to separate from the Kodesh and not from Bein Ulam Mizbeach. You would think they have to separate more because it's more holy. But I think the idea is why you're separating. You're separating so you don't go in for whatever reason. So you only need one buffer zone. Why do you need a double buffer zone? During the year, when you're in the by the Kodesh, separate, you're doing it in the Kodesh, you have to separate one level down between Ulam Mizbeach. But Yom Kippur, when you're Kodesh HaKadoshim, so where do you have to separate from the Kodesh? So you don't, you need, I guess at that time, you start going in, you'll realize, and you won't go all the way in. Okay, that's what Rabbi Eliezer says. So Masif. So they asked, Rav Ada Bar Ava asked on Rabbi Eliezer, again, Rabbi Eliezer is one who says that on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol is being marked with the Ketores, Lufnaya Lufnim, the other Kohanim only have to separate, they don't have to separate out of the Kodesh, but they can be standing being Ulam Lezbeach. So they're going to bring this Braisa, that's going to end up asking a question of Elazar, and it's also going to explain to us where you have to separate, where the Kohanim have to separate at the time when the Kohen is sprinkling the blood inside, which is also done a couple times, certainly done in Yom Kippur, and there are a few Karbonos Sibor where it's done inside as well, if it happens during the year. So Masir of Adam or Ava, the Amri Law Kedi, as some say it was said anonymously, as follows. We learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kishem Sheparsim mi bein ulam umazbeach b'shas haktara, just like you have to be separated, distance yourself and separate from those 22 amos between the ulam and mizbeach when the ketoros is being brought. Again, so the assumption is going to be, oh, you're talking about the ketoros of Yom Kippur, and that's going to be a kashrut. Say, no, it's the ketoros of all year. Okay, so Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem Sheparsim mi bein ulam umazbeach b'shas haktara, kach parsim b'shas matan parko mashiach. So too, when the Kohen is sprinkling the blood for these karbonos tzibor, a parkon Mashiach is when the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, and he's matir, and I think it's an Issacharis, he's matir an Issacharis, and people do it, and people listen to it, so he has to bring his own personal karbon, that blood is sprinkled inside. The parlam level shal tzibor is that when the tzibor does something b'shogeg, and when Basin told him that something was mutter, and the seer of Oskachavim, whenever majority of people make a mistake and they do some of Odozara, you have these chatos tzibor, the blood is sprinkled inside. So Rav Yossi says, when that avod is being done inside, it doesn't only apply in Yom Kippur, when those avodas are being done inside and sprinkling the blood, nobody can be ben ulam mizbeach as well. Okay. So the Gemara then asks, the Bryce then continues, ha, if you hear from here, you see from here, ma ma'ala yish ben ha'hechal ben ulam mizbeach. What is the difference between the ulam, right? The ulam is, like we said, is that wide part, front part of the building. What's the difference between the ulam and the 22 amos between the mizbeach and the ulam? Ela shebehechal, right, when it comes to the hechal equals, ma ma'ala yish ben ha'hechal lebein ha'ulam mizbeach. I said it right. What's the difference between the hechal more than the space between the ulam and the mizbeach? Ella, the difference is shebehechal, which is the inside, which is the kodesh, parshim bein b'shas hakdara. You have to separate for when the kohen is doing the torahs, or bein shelo b'shas hakdara, which doesn't mean that he's doing nothing. Shelo b'shas hakdara, and this took me a while to figure it out. Shelo b'shas hakdara means during the time that he's sprinkling the blood in, all the way inside. So when it comes to on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen is doing the any avoda inside, whether or not it's the ketores or it's the sprinkling of the blood, then they have to separate. But when it comes to between the ulam and the mizbeach, ain parshim ela b'shas haktara. That you separate only when this ketores is being done. But if he's doing the blood, it's the blood offerings, then you don't have to remove yourself between that 22 amos space. The Gemara is makes it to you now. But b'shas haktara miyaparshi. Then what you see from here is that when they are makdir the ketores, right? B'shas haktara. Which name, Shabbos?
Yeah.
What? No problem. He says b'shas haktara, but my b'shas haktara miyaparshi. It says here that at least when you're makdir the ketores, you do have to separate between the ulam and the mizbeach. And the assumption is my la b'shas haktara l'fnai l'fim. Is this not discussing the case of where you're doing the haktara all the way inside, which is the Yom Kippur ketores? And the Braisa says you have to separate bein ulam l'mizbeach. Well, if that's the case, well, then that's a kashan or a belazer who said during the shas of the haktaras of the ketores on Yom Kippur, you don't have to separate between when you're from the space between the ulam and the mizbeach. So our answer is, well, that's not what the Braisa is talking about. The Braisa is discussing b'shas haktara de'echal. It's talking about when you're makdish the ketores, the regular ketores, the daily ketores. And the daily ketores, you have to separate. you have to separate between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and that's exactly what Rabbi Lazar said. It could be a support for Rabbi Lazar as well. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ihachi. If that's the case, what's the case? If the case is that during the Shas Haktara Lefnai Lefnim, on the Haktara of the Ketoros on Yom Kippur, you don't have to separate between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, so Hai Mala, that's the only distinction, Vesulo, and there's nothing else. I'll give you another distinction between the Heichal and the 22 Amos space. Ha'ika Hamala, we have this distinction. The Ilume Heichal Parshi, from the Heichal, you have to separate Beim B'Shas HaKtar Day, Beim B'Shas HaKtar Dilfayel of Nim. From the Heichal, you have to separate any time, this is the Ketores. You can't be in there during the year, because you can't be with him, and you can't be there on the Kippur, because you have to be removed, that's one level down, you have to separate. So you have to separate from the Heichal any time Ketores is being offered. Ubein b'shas right the day ubein b'shas haktar l'flay l'fnim the ilum ubein ulam nizbeach, but between the ulam nizbeach lo parshi el b'shas haktar dehechal. The only ketores that requires you to separate from the 22 amos space is the daily ketores, but the yom kippur ketores you don't have to remove yourself from that spot. Right, so the Gemara says hakatani, yeah, that's what the Brisa says el shabehechal portion ubein b'shas haktar ubein b'shas haktar, which means from the Heichal, you have to separate during the time of the Haktara and Beim Shlomo Shas Haktara. Shas Haktara will mean the daily Haktara. This Haktara of the Heichal, Ketoros of the Heichal, and Ketoros of Lefnai Lefnim. So when the Braista said that Heichal, your portion, Beim Shas Haktara, that's Shas Haktara of the Heichal, Beim Shlomo Shas Haktara, that's Haktara not of the Heichal, that's Haktara of Lefnai Lefnim, you have to separate. But right, and Shalom,
this is the one that's daily.
Elisha Beheichal, you have to separate out of the Heichal both Bein B'Shas HaKtara, both during the time of the Haktara that's in the Heichal, or Bein Shalom B'Shas HaKtara, and during the time of the Haktara is not in the Heichal. But that means the time the Haktara is in Lifnai Lifnim. Okay, that was 30 minutes last night.
Sure about that.
Yeah, I'm sure about that. Read what it says, tell me what the article says.
No, Elisha Beheichal.
Which means you separate.
No,
the Heichal, you have to separate from the Heichal, El Sheva Heichal portion. You separate out of the Heichal, Bein B'Shas HaKtara, Bein Shelo B'Shas HaKtara. Right? Umi Bein HaUlam, right? And you separate from the Ulam, from Mizbeach, Bein HaUlam Mizbeach, Ein Parshim, you don't need to separate, Ella, double negative, Ella B'Shas HaKtara. The only time you have to separate from that 22 Amma space is during the time. Exactly. During the time, right, exactly. During the time of Haktara of the Heichal.
The daily one,
right. Because the language doesn't flow. Okay. Okay, so Gemara now says, V'ha'ika Mala, but we have another, I guess we have another distinction. Edilo Meheichal, from the Heichal, Gemara says, we have another distinction. The Heichal, it says, Parshi Bein B'Kedusha L'Day, or Bein B'Kedusha L'Fayel L'Fnim. From the Heichal, you have to separate both from something that's being done in it, and something that's done in the fly ilufnim. Ilu bein ulam mizbeach lo parshi el b'kedusha dehechal. But from the 22 amos space, you only have to separate if something's being done in the heichal. The Gemara says, "Why are you saying it's another? It's the same exact thing." Amar Rava, shem prisha achasi. It's the same separation. It's, if you line it up, it's the same exact item. You separate out of the heichal from something that's done in the kodesh. And something that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You separate from the 22 Amos space from something that's done in the Kodesh, not from something that's being done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Ketoros in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because, again, I guess you only need one level of removal, because the idea is to prevent you from going into the plate, from going in. So Amar Mar. So we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa said, just like your Poresh, Bibin Ulam, Uzbeach, right, that 22 Amos, who separate when they bring the Ketores, and we said that could mean just the daily Ketores, Kaf Parshim B'Shas Matan Par Kol Mashiach U'Par Helm Dovash Al Tzibor U'Shi'irei Avodas Kochavim. So too, you have to separate from that 22 Amos when they're sprinkling the blood in the Heichal. So Minolan. So how do we know this? How do we know that you have to separate from when they do the blood? The Pasuk said, the Pasuk was spoke about was during in Yom Kippur of Oda. It says, V'chol Adam Lo Yeba Omoed, and it never mentions about Ketores, and it's only discussing the Ketores of Yom Kippur and the blood that's being thrown of the Par Nesari of Yom Kippur. The Pasuk is in the middle of the Parshan Achrimos, which is talking about Yom Kippur. How do I know that it applies to, they have to move out of the Heichal from the daily Ketores and from the or between ulam mizbeach from the daily ketores, and when you throw the blood of the chatos pnimios. So Gemara says amar pedas asya kapara kar yom kippurim. They have a zeirus shava, or they learn it out from the word kapara that appears in Yom Kippur, and the word kapara that appears in all these other korbanos. The question is, what's wagging what? Did they have the drasha first, and they find it into the psukim, or they have the psukim first, and I'm not sure. So we just go through, figure it out. Because it says, by Yom Kippur, it says, bevo l'chaper. So have kapara by Yom Kippur. So then, by the parim, by the Sira Vodos Kachavim, it says, v'chiper ha-kohen al-das ben Yisrael. By the Parim Dovah Shal Tzibur, it says, v'chiper aleim ha-kohen. By the Par Kohen Mashiach, even though it doesn't say kapara, it says, v'asal l'par, kasher, there's a comparison between that, there's a comparison of the of the Parakol Mashiach to the Parakol Mashiach Tzibor. It says, V'naset, we learned this in Oreos, if we remember. Marcel, you remember from Oreos? It says, V'asal, V'asal apar, kasher asal apar chatos, kenya asilo, v'chiper alem. So the same, they learn from one to the other. So therefore, it is kapara that applies to all of the chatos penimios, and the word kapara appears by the avodah of Yom Kippur, just like by avodah of Yom Kippur, you have to be separated, so too by these avodahs, you have to separate as well. Yeah, it's difficult because it doesn't seem to be how the Gemara reads it. Thank Baruch Hashem for Masifta, Art Scroll, and for Solly Bornstein. So, okay. Amar of Acha Bar Ava. So Acha Bar Ava said, okay, there's a Mishnah in Maseches Kalim, again, that we mentioned out, that that you have to separate, and there are levels. So Shema Minah, you prove from here, the Malos, that the distinctions of separations of holiness, you know, the levels of holiness, those ma'alos, the oraisa, those are dine de oraisa. Okay. In Maseches Kalim, they say that there's distinctions in the Beis HaMikdash. You have the Har HaBayis is more kodesh from the rest of Yerushalayim, because you can't, a zav and a zava can't go into the Har HaBayis. Then you have the Hechel, which is like the outside fence. That's more kodosh than the rest of the Har HaBayis, because Goyim and Tmei Mesim can't go beyond the Chayel. Then you have the Ezras Yisrael, they have the Ezras Nashim, and then you have the Ezras Yisrael, and then you have the Ula, between the Ula, the Ezras Kohanim, then you have the Ben Ula Mizbeach, all these levels. So the Gemara says that these levels have to be Dinei D'oraisa, the Hachi Gemiruhu, and it must be, you don't have Pesukim, so it must be a Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Isak Adaita, because if you're going to think that these levels are created by the Rabbanon, the Isak Adaita, the Rabbanon, Maishna ben Ulam Mizbeach, Dilma Mikru Va'ayli, what's the problem between Ulam Mizbeach? Because maybe you'll go walk inside. Mikula Azara Nami Nifreshu, then they should separate from the entire Azara. Why are you saying that they only have to separate from Mibin Ulam the Mizbeach, they should have to separate from the entire Hecha? What's the difference? You're worried that they're going to walk in. So maybe they'll walk in from the Mizbeach. From the
Azara.
What? The Azara, correct. Why are you saying that between the Mizbeach and the Hecha we're concerned about, but the rest of the Azara we're not? Must be that there's a Salachim Moshe Mishinai. It has to, because if it's the Rabbanon, there's no reason to make a distinction between those areas. He says, Maishna Ula Mizbeach, what's the reason why? Dilma Mikru Va'ayli, maybe something will happen, and you'll go into the Hecha B'Shogei. Mikula Zara Nami Nifreshu, you should separate from the entire Zara as well. Dilma Mikru Va'ayli, maybe the same thing will happen, maybe you'll forget, and you'll walk in. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach came into L'Mifsiki Midi. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, there's nothing there to step. You can walk right in. There's nothing to remind you. Which is not really true. You have steps and doors. But there's nothing to remind you. Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach came into L'Mifsiki Midi L'Minkar Nilsa. You won't have something to remind you to stop. Azara came to Ika Mizbeach Achitzon D'Mafsik Mikra Milsa. From the rest of the Azara, to get to the Heichal, there's a big altar in the middle, which is not necessarily true, because the altar is only on one side. On the other side, you didn't, according to some Shitos. So I'm not exactly sure why this, I don't understand what you mean that there's low Minkar Milsa between the Ulam and Mizbeach. Between the Ulam and Mizbeach, you have steps, and then there's a door. Unless you're saying the door was always open, maybe that's possible. I don't know. What?
That's a sign then.
Right, there's still something to record. You have to go, and also you tell me that there is a separation in the rest of the Azara. That's on the southern side where the Mizbeach is. But on the northern side, there is no Mizbeach. You can walk according to Moshitas. You can just walk straight in. Right, the Mizbeach was skewed.
Yeah, but even so, the stuff that's over there.
There's a lot there.
There's no recognizable things. One side you have hooks.
Hooks and rings and you got blood and you got entrails and shechita going on. I don't.
Is this the Azor? Is that what they're saying here?
The Azor, I believe they mean, is the whole area beyond the strip of Ezra Israel. Yeah, so I think it's the whole the Azor.
Nashim Israel and the Azor is Kohanim.
Right, you have Nashim, steps up, Sharnikinor, Israel, and then Kohanim. The whole Azor, the whole open area is the Kohanim. Then the 22 Amos between them is Be'ech and Ulam. And then, okay. Abba Rabba. Now, Rabba says, the fact that you have to separate from between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Shema Minah, Kedush, this is actually a good point. He says, Shema Minah, Kedushas Ulam Vehechel Chada Milsehi. You see from here that the Kedusha of the Ulam, which again is not the Kodesh, it's that large strip, right? The antechamber, okay, thank you. Between the Ulam, that's another one of those words that only used if you learn Gemara, right? Antechamber. Right, between the Ulam and that area, the Ulam, and the 22 Amos between the Ulam and Mizbeach have the same status. They have the same status. Why? The Isak Adaita Shtei Kedushas Ninhu. Because if you would think that there are different levels of Kedusha, meaning the Ulam has, I guess the Ulam would be more Kadosh than the 22 Amos space.
No, what about the Behechel? Ulam
Behechel.
What do you mean
the 22 Amos? 20, 22. Oh, sorry, wrong one. Okay, go ahead. So Amar Rabbah, Shema Minah Kedushas Ulam Behechel Chadamilsi. That the Ulam, which is the antechamber, and the Kodesh inside, the Ulam and the Kodesh, is one thing. The Isak Adaita Shtei Kedushas Ninhu. If you think that there are two Kedushas, Ulam Gufek Zera, the Nekam Nivzor Zera Gzera. In other words, this whole thing that we talked about. We said, you have to separate between the 22 Amos, because you might go into the Kodesh. Well, wait a second. You have the space of the Ulam before you get into the Kodesh. So they're saying it must be that the Kedusha of the Ulam and the Kedusha of the Kodesh is the same thing. Otherwise, why are you separating from the Ulam? It's a Gzera. So then why do you have to separate between the for the 22 Amos space? It's a Gzera and a Gzera. He says, the Isak Adai for Shnei Kedushas Ninhu, Ulam Gufei Gzera, V'nekam V'nekzor Gzeilur Gzera. So Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily true. Lo, Ulam Ubein Ulam Nuzbeachad HaKedushahi. What we're talking about is that the Ulam, the antechamber, has the same level of Kedusha as the space between the Ulam and Nuzbeach. Those 22 Amos and the antechamber are the same level of Kedusha. That's all going to be considered one room. That's all one area. Chad HaKedushahi. And Heichal and Ulam Shnei Kedushas. But the Heichal and the Ulam are two different levels of Kedusha. So when we make the Gezerah to not go into the Ulam, that includes the 22 Amos between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, because those have the same level of Kedusha. We're just saying you have to separate yourself one level of Kedusha down, which includes the Ulam and the 22 Amos between the Ulam and the Mizbeach.
What is it between the Ulam and the Heichal? Is there steps that are...
Between the Ulam and the Heichal, I think there's either a door or a curtain. Now the Gemara goes back and goes back to the Mishnah from yesterday. The Mishnah from yesterday gave us distinctions between the pan that was used, the machta, that was used to gather up the coals for the Ketores every day, and the machta and the pan that was used to gather up the coals on Yom Kippur. Right? It said, b'chol yom ha'yichot b'shal kesef. Every day during the year, he would use a silver shovel, basically, and he would pour from the silver shovel into a golden shovel. But on Yom Kippur, he just went up with the golden shovel and there was no pouring. He just put it in and worked out. My time, what's the reason why that the machta that they used every day to get the coals was not the gold? They would use a silver one. So Gemara says, HaTorah Chassam, Amorim Shal Yisrael. Certain times, the Torah is concerned about the wasting money of Klal Yisrael. Because what's going to end up happening is every time you put the gold, put a hot piece of gold, I guess, in there, it's going to, I guess, melt a little bit, and you'll lose money. Gold is much more valuable than silver. So first take it with silver, it cools off a little bit, then you put it in the gold, and you're not going to lose as much. What you're going to lose is silver as opposed to gold.
Yeah,
right. So it depends on the situation. It depends on the situation. If there's a way, it seems to be that if there's a way that you could do something and not like lose any status, you can do something a different way, we try to do it a little cheaper. But stuff that only can be done one way, so then we say A&E is B'makom Ashiros, and you have to have gold and all that stuff. Okay. Then he says also, V'hayom Choteh B'Shozov U'Boha Yamachnes. Here, he would gather the coals directly with the golden pan, and then walk straight in. My timer. So why on Yom Kippur did we have to take it from one and put it into the other? Again, Mishum Chulsha the Kohen Gadol. We want to save the Kohen Gadol's strength, because if the stuff is heavy, he's doing a lot of work. So any place where we can limit when he needs to be done, So we limit it so he doesn't have to put it into one pan, drop it into another pan, pick up a second pan, and then walk in. One pan done, walk straight in. You're done with it. Okay, now the Gemara goes back. How much, how with the weight of the coals? So Gemara says, B'chol yom, the Mishnah said, right, every day, B'shel arba kabayim, kabim. He would take 4 kav worth of coals from in the silver pan shovel and dump it into a gold shovel of 3, right, which means that he would lose a kav. He would spill out and lose a kav. Right, Rabbi Yossi said that every day he would take a sa'a and put it into a 3 kav shovel. Tana, we learned in the Mishnah, nisparzu lo kav kacholim, right, and nechabdan la'ama. What ended up happening is that extra kav that he would lose would spill out, and during the weekday what they would do is they would sweep them into that little stream that ran into the base of Mikdash, the little channel, and they would sweep it in there, and it would go out into Nachal Kidron. So I guess you wanted to make sure that the Kohanim didn't burn themselves on there. I guess on Shabbos you probably couldn't do that because that's kibui, right? You're probably putting out, if you pour it into the water, you're probably putting out the fire. So I guess maybe that's why he says that you did it on Shabbos. Here it says he did it during on the weekday. Okay, Tani Chada. Now you're going to have a machlokas in Brysos in how much coal got spilled on the side and got wasted when they took out during the week. So Tani Chada, one Brysos says, Kav. You lost a Kav. Kav went to the ground. But Tani Idach Kabayim. And another Brysos says, you lost 2 Kav. So Gemara says, Bishlama Hatha Tani Kav. I understand if you're the one who said that they lost a Kav volume. That's Rabbanan. That's the Shita Rabbanan in our Mishnah who said that they would take out 4 Kav. And then spill it into a pan that had 3 kav. So you lost a kav, no problem. Elahach the Tani Kabayim, the one who says that you lost 2 kav, who is that? Money, lo Rabbanan, it's not Rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan you lost 1 kav, and not Rabbi Yossi. And not Rabbi Yossi, why? Because Rabbi Yossi said that every day you would take out a sa, which is 6 kavin, and you would pour it into 3 kavin. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you lost 3 kav. So either in our mission you're either losing 1 kav or 3 kav. Who's the one who holds that you're losing 2 kav? So Amar Rav Chizda, it's Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, and Brokahi, Titanya, because he said, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Broka, Omer, Bishal Kabayim Hayamachnis. He would only go into the Doris with 2 kav of coal. So what ended up happening is you took up 4, and you poured it into a pan that held 2. So you lost 2. That's what that price is talking about. And Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi says, no, Afil Tim Rabbi Yossi. You can even say that it goes according to the Shita Rabbi Yossi, who says, according to us, says that you went from 6 to 3. But b'chol yom hayachota b'shel sa'amid baris u'ma'ar l'tok shlosha kabin Yerushalmis. Remember, all the time we say that they expanded the midos. So the way it works out is that they used the initial pan was based on the midos on the midbar, which was a 6 kav midbar, which is really 5 kav Yerushalmi. And then they poured from the 5 kav Yerushalmi into the 3 kav Yerushalmi, and therefore you're losing 2. Same way you're losing the 2. Okay. Yeah, it seems like. I mean, a lot of these. I mean, you can ask that about all the things that happened in the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't write down what they did. They didn't know. So it seems to be a running theme with machlokas. It was what did they do? 70 years ago, 100 years ago. What did you do? And I guess okay. B'chol yom haisa kveda v'hayom kala. Right, the Mishnah said that during the year, the pan was heavy, and now on Yom Kippur the pan was much lighter. Tana, we also learned the Raisa, b'chol yom haisa gilda. I guess haisa gilda ava. I guess it was thick. I guess so it would last a long time. But on Yom Kippur it was rach. It was thin. Again, make it lighter because you don't want to be the chulsh of the Kohen Gadol. B'chol yom haisa katsara. Every day during the year, so the pan had a short handle, so the only way you could hold it was just by using your hand. But Hayom Aruka, but this on Yom Kippur, the handle of the shovel was long. My time of why? Kideshi Zroh Shakoin Gedol Mesayosa, because you can then rest it on the forearm. Because if it's long enough, you can rest on the forearm. You can hold it and rest on the forearm, and therefore it's not just being held out with your wrist. You're using the rest of your arm also, which gives you increased leverage, I guess. Tana is learned in a Braisa. The Chol Yom Lo Haisala Niashtik. During the year, it didn't have Niashtik, which Rashi says is some sort of ring. I guess it makes noise, right? V'hayom hayyala Niashtik. You had this special Tabat Zahav, I guess we could make like the Pahamonim on the bottom of the Kohen Gadol's clothing. It would ring and make a noise. I guess when you're walking into Kodesh Kodashim, you would have this ring. Tosfos says, no, Niashtik is like some sort of leather covering. It's a leather covering on the handle, because remember, we just said now, the Kohen Gadol is putting the handle on his arm. He's going to burn his hand. He's going to burn his arm. So he had this leather covering to protect him. As Tosa says, you know, it's metal, and it's conducive for heat. Okay, so Tan v'chol yom lo ha'isan ashtik, hayom ha'ilan ashtik, right? Divrei ben haskan. Interesting. That is what the ben haskan, the son of the skan kohanim, says. Go a little further. V'chol yom, stop here. Quick here, pick up it tomorrow.